From NPR News, it's Day Today. It is a small world after all. Those high food and fuel costs aren't just an American problem. In Brazil, the cost of food just keeps going up and up. Public protests over rising prices have broken out from Malaysia to Portugal. And China's government says inflation there is running at a 12-year high. Joining us now is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. John, how big of a problem is inflation?
Well, it's really growing very fast, and the fear is that it's going to be a real pain to get rid of it. This is the downside of the phenomenal economic growth that we've seen in many developing countries. China, India, Brazil, Southeast Asian countries, they've been expanding very fast, creating a growing middle class that's been competing for the world's oil. But the high demand and the scarce supply of that oil is causing inflation pretty much all over the world. But in places like China and India and Russia, it's getting out of control. Double-digit growth in some places. And in those countries where the governments keep a tight control over the economy, the government can no longer afford the subsidies or the price controls that keep necessities like food and fuel affordable. And as those prices go out of reach for struggling workers, there have been some huge protests.
And protests, we should note, that aren't just in developing countries, but also in places like France and Spain. Why is that?
You're right. Inflation has spread even to Europe, despite a very aggressive central bank there that's required to combat inflation. The head of the European Central Bank, Jean-Claude Trichet, is warning that he may raise interest rates, even though some, like former Federal Reserve official David Jones, think now is not the time to be hiking rates.
If Mr. Trichet follows through on his threat at the next meeting to raise rates, it will cause perhaps a deeper recession in Europe, in my view, than we have had in the U.S., forcing him to, by the end of this year, cut rates just as we're raising them.
And that really shows what a challenge this global inflation is for central bankers. The traditional way to fight rising prices is to impose higher interest rates, but that's like stepping on the economic brakes. And for developed economies that are already sputtering with the housing crisis and the credit crunch, stepping on the brakes might not be the best strategy.
John, some of this sounds a little bit familiar. Sluggish growth, high inflation. Isn't that what we used to call stagflation back in the 1970s?
Exactly. And that was a very pernicious combination that took double-digit interest rates to wring out of the economy, essentially forcing a recession. Now, we don't have quite the inflation rates we saw back then, certainly not in the U.S. or Europe. And central bankers are indicating now that they recognize the problem and they'll act to avoid a repeat of the 70s. But some economists looking at inflation worldwide are wondering whether the inflation cat might already be out of the bag.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.